Lead me back to the moment I saw your face. And it was all so simple. It was easy to love. No space between us. It was easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. You in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I hear my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. This is the garden. Here in the place I find you close. This is communion. Here in the place I'm fully known. And it was all so simple. You're so easy to love. No space between us. You're so easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. You are closer, closer than my skin. And you are in the air I'm breathing in. And here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. You are closer, closer than my skin. And you are in the air I'm breathing in. And here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. To worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. to worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Oh Jesus, we worship you. To worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. To worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Oh, 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 oh. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. 'Cause you are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. You are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. Oh, 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 oh. To worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. At this moment I'm going
to... Minister Sharon, you know, you just preached a message right there, and I sent you a voice message because you took me back on your message on Monday. So God bless you, and I praise the Lord and thank God for you. Let's go to before the Lord in prayer. our Heavenly Father, our King, our Confidant, our Comforter, our way maker, our miracle worker. We thank you this morning. We come to you this morning honoring you, praising you, worshiping you, exalting your holy name. For you are the majestic one. You are our everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace, and we honor you this morning and every day. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to get together, to fellowship, to worship, to hear a mighty word first thing in the morning. Father, we thank you that there's no distance, hallelujah, in the spirit here on the TMC call. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for our mothers, oh God, who have here on the call with us in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless them, that you strengthen them. Father, that you order their footsteps. We thank you for the D.H. De Leon family, Lord, for all that they have done. It's because of them that we are even here. So, Father, please continue to do more than they could ever ask or think, but in this blessing in this pandemic. And now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a word of God that we know is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers today. Father, guide their thoughts, hide them behind the cross, all of you and none of them, in the name of Jesus, Father, and bless them even beyond this time together. Whatever their hands touch, let them prosper therein. And now, God, we bind that old slew-foot devil in the name of Jesus, because with all of us praying here on the call, he can't stand it, nor can his cohorts. He has no place on this call, because this call, this TMC call, is saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, but as I always say, from my heart to yours, family, you have just got to know that from the depths of my heart, I love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Miss Willa?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you, too. Thank you this morning for that powerful prayer. And thank you for greeting us this morning. And also that way God, a way maker, and a miracle worker. Hallelujah this morning. That is so, so, so true. I'm so glad that you was there on the call. And congratulations again to your new baby boy. Awesome. Thank you, Minister Kalem, for ushering us in this praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you for getting up and being with us this morning. Well, my name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just share a little about this call this morning. I am so grateful to be your leader this morning, the host of it this morning. I am so grateful. October 2020, the two amazing co-founders, Dr. T.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon started us on this journey. Hallelujah. Well, let me just say we have a scripture that we stand on, and it's Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we are on a mission statement, and it says to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. Amen. As we begin our day, we have a website that you can review 24/7. Anytime you feel like something, a burden on you, you can just get up and go on this website. It's www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as our bios of our speakers. The theme for this year, 2020, is with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, evidence of great work must be seen and released and seen. And if you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as Minister Willa, and as host, as yours truly, all share word from the Lord. You can even have a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we do have a treat on Friday that you can stay over right after the call and give your praise report and your prayer request and that at the second half of the call. We have a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life with great products to help the world become, I'd say, healthy. And I also share wealth, and we can also share with anyone come 3 feet of you. Hallelujah. This morning, I just want to say thank you. This is the new morning motivation call. It's held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the artist, wonderful Artist Life products. And the number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294617#, 294617#. But if your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we have a bypass number we want to share with you. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. You call that first, and then you'll... Today is Awareness Wednesday, and a power couple will be sharing with you arthritis this morning. Who do you know that has arthritis? So we want to plug in right after this call, share with others, and just put it on your social media and moving forward. Well, I just want to share with everybody, make sure you visit your back office, WhatsApp app, and keep in touch with our awesome, amazing company, Artist Life. So we are so appreciated. But let me just get out of the way. I don't want to just hold up the person we're going to, she needs no introduction, but, you know, we have to just we have some new people going, so we're going to share a little about her. And she is definitely a preaching prayer general of our call. We so appreciate her. Minister Brenda Terrell was born in Mississippi on the Gulf Coast as a Catholic. And after graduating at an honor roll student and getting her associate degree in business, Minister Brenda Terrell is married to Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where she became the member of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Texas, under her pastor, Sherman Gray, Jr. Minister Brenda Terrell is a proud mother of 5 children and 3 lovely grandsons. And Minister, her favorite words are, God is able. Oh, yes, that's a real God is able. Minister Brenda Terrell is the artist distributor. Minister Brenda Terrell is the artist, part of our prayer. She's on part of our fasting and prayer, so she's a praying woman. I can say that from my heart. I'm just so glad. She's been married for 41 years with Brother Freddie. So that is such an awesome thing, I tell you. I'm so appreciative. President Minister Brenda is the prayer general of this master's call, and she is definitely her prayer is very effective. And, you know, I'm just so glad to be her friend and being connected with her. I so appreciate you. But let me just stop right now and introduce you to some and present to her none other than my friend, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
All right, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, and I felt the love, and thank God for you for being a part of this awesome ministry. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Minister Kalen. I tell you, when I heard that song, To Worship You, I Live, I tell you, it was definitely on point, and I give God glory for you for setting the atmosphere this morning, and thank you so much, Minister Willis, seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart, and congratulations on that beautiful baby boy. We love and appreciate all of you for joining us this morning, and I definitely want to say thank you and give God glory for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, I tell you, we wouldn't be the people we are because they said yes to the Master, and this call has definitely empowered many of us. I know it did me, and I'm so grateful. I want to say again good morning to each of you, and I give God glory for this opportunity. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your servant here, just being in the presence, Lord God, to be used by you. So I thank you for doing it according to your will and according to your way. To you, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. I'm going to speak to you about another shift, because we have many, but another shift in the atmosphere, and you'll see them periodically, I'm sure. Have you ever entered a room and the atmosphere was so thick you could cut it with a knife, and you could easily sense the harsh words were spoken, or either an argument had taken place in that room? Just negative vibes being in the midst, and the harsh and negative words affect the atmosphere until someone clears the air with words to shift the monotony of that atmosphere. Such as, you know, somebody may come in and tell a joke, and it shifts immediately because everybody begins to laugh or whatever. So often it seems like we respond to the atmosphere rather than interpret it and intentionally shift it. This is a form of shifting. If you recall in Acts 2, 1 through 4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When this took place, these men and women thought they had lost their one friend, Jesus, who had the power to make things change for the better wherever they went. However, on this day, they became empowered by the Holy Spirit after their coming together in prayer. They were no longer afraid to stand and speak or teach about the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. There was another shift in the atmosphere. Yes, it was. The Holy Spirit had set them on fire, just as Jesus had promised. It started with Peter preaching the uncompromised gospel of Jesus Christ to many, so to set the people free from bondage, and 3,000 souls were added to the body of Christ. Now, we can recall a time before this when the atmosphere shifted. It's when John the Baptist had announced, "There is one coming that is greater than I." And it happened. Jesus came on the scene, healing the sick, delivering the corrupted minds into having the minds of Christ, cast out demons from the tormented bodies they had possessed, and had possessed out, even raised the dead. So, yes, the atmosphere had definitely shifted for the better, I might add. Let's acknowledge the fact that when the atmosphere is getting ready to change, let's acknowledge these three things happen. Number one, a sound takes place. In Acts, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. There was a sound with John the Baptist's announcement. When we worship, praise, or pray, the sound makes preparation to shift the atmosphere of the circumstances. Number two, a filling, a replenishing takes place. In Acts, the whole house was filled with the presence of God, and they were filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. Even though he was God, he was also man. The Holy Spirit had also rested upon Jesus. And thirdly, a boldness takes place. With the apostles, they boldly started speaking in unknown tongues and validated the fact that it was the power of God. With Jesus, he became bold enough to work his Father's business, regardless of the fact his parents were looking for him. Because, you know, we respect our parents, and are we bold enough to say we're doing our Father's business when that anointing is upon us? It was a bold statement he had to make to his parents. I'm sure there are many instances where the atmosphere shifted in your life and in my life, such as the sound came to you and I through the man or woman of God preaching or teaching God's life-changing word. Then God filled us with his love, peace, and joy, and we boldly began to walk by faith and not by sight. Situations, environments, attitudes, to name a few, started shifting. Glory to God. Let's look at Saul, the man who persecuted the church. He saw a bright light from heaven. Then that significant sound, a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Immediately, he was changed and filled with the Spirit of God, and later, boldly preached the gospel wherever he went. His atmosphere shifted by far to the greatest extent he could ever imagine. I actually love 2 Chronicles 5, 11 through 14, which tells us, when the priests came forth from the holy place, and when they lifted up their voice, accompanied by the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, the sound. And when they praised the Lord, saying, "He indeed is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting." The Old Testament says, the Old King James Version says, "His mercy endures forever." Then the house of the Lord was filled with the cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Solomon then boldly spoke of the things the Lord had promised and fulfilled, and continued on with a prayer of dedication out of this world. The glory of the Lord was upon all and filled the house. Lord, you know, that's a Selah moment. When you think about the glory of the Lord filling the place, filling your heart, filling everything around you, and I tell you, it's just amazing how God shifts the atmosphere when we know that he has changed with the sound and then with the infiltration of his Holy Spirit. Are you sensing another shift in the atmosphere? Most of this year, we've experienced the most unforeseen situation take place around the world. Even during this pandemic, there's a shift that is taking place because God is brilliantly showing his hand and assuring us that everything is still working together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. See, this shift is taking place because this pandemic has brought us out of our comfort zones. Yes, it has. Some can handle it and others cannot. The divine purpose of God is being manifested in each of our lives for such a time as this. And yes, it's hard to see loved ones go home to be with the Lord and through this pandemic, but you know what? This is not our home. We have to remind ourselves that they're in a better place. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But yet, God's glory is still being seen. 1 Corinthians 2 and 5 reminds us that Our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's encourage one another to be spiritually alert and that the enemy don't distract us from the path God has ordained specifically for each and every one of us. You remember Jeremiah 29:11 encourages and tells us, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now, when Paul and Silas experienced a dreary jail cell, things most certainly looked gloom and doom. What did they do? They prayed and sang unto the Lord. This certainly describes the fact that worship shifts the atmosphere. Oh, yes, Minister Kalen, to worship you, I live. I live to worship you, O Lord. Yes, yes, that sound of worship. See, the Bible said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. There's that sound. Immediately the doors were open. That night the keeper of the prison and the household were saved. There's the feeling. Paul and Silas were bold enough to remain there with the prison keeper because they knew the power of God had shifted the atmosphere. I tell you, when you're in the presence of God and the whole atmosphere shifts, you know that there's peace, there's joy, and there's fulfillment because, hallelujah, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue rise against us will cease. We know that we're in the arms of God and that it is well in our spirits, in our hearts, and in our minds. It is well in our environment, yes, because the atmosphere had shifted. Let's not get weary in well-doing. Stay the course. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, because our labor is not in vain. Whatever the circumstances may be, the trials or mishaps that may occur in our lives, be assured of this one thing. We have the power of God dwelling in us to shift the atmosphere for his glory. I recall one time, and I was fairly new in the Lord, and it was back in the 1980s in Houston, Texas, and I recall when the neighbor was having all this loud music, and he was trying to change the neighborhood for his purpose and his cause, and the Lord spoke to me and said, speak to that atmosphere, speak to it. And I spoke to it, and I said, you got to go. It's not happening in this neighborhood. You have the power to speak, to shift the atmosphere in your neighborhood, in your environment, and allow God to fill it with his presence and with his love. See, we got to realize that we have the power of God dwelling in us. And when Jesus said, it is finished, the atmosphere shifted. Yes, it did. You know, earthquakes started rumbling, and even some of the guardsmen and the knights, they sat there and said, this truly must be the Son of God, because they realized that God was in their presence. See, when he rose up on the third day with all power in his hands, he told us to be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He didn't say, I will. He said, I have done it. I have overcome the world. So we got to remember that during this pandemic. We got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. See, the atmosphere shifted then, and now we have the authority and power to shift ours. Oh, yes, we do. Now, we're about to shift again. We're about to shift into a new year. We're about to go into 2021. And the question is, how do we see it? See, sometimes we have these visions, and then we have the power to visualize what our 2021 will be. Now, we had no idea in 2020 that we will be going through this pandemic. No, we did not. But yet, in the midst of it all, when we stood on God's word and say, oh, I'm going to trust him, Yea, though you slay me, I will put my trust in him. Yes, I might be going through, I will be putting my trust in the Lord Jesus Almighty. See, yes, the question is, how do we see 2021? We got a new president coming on the scene. We got a new establishment taking place, a new environment that's going to come in place, but yet the enemy is still going to be there. So we got to speak to him and tell him, no, not here, not now. We got to stand as the power of God, in the power of God, as the believers of God, as the church of God, as the bride of Christ, that we are truly standing on God's word. Let's speak that shift that is taking place in our homes, our communities, our cities, and our nation. We got the power to do that. This is the generation that will seek the Most High God. Jesus still has overcome the world, and he will still reigns within our hearts, minds, and souls, and our children, and our children's children. I'm closing with this. There's more. The greatest shift of our lives will take place. 1 Corinthians 15:52 reminds us, for the trumpet will sound, oh, yes, it will, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Revelations 1:7 says, behold, he is coming with clouds. Yes, he is. And every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. He's coming quickly, and his reward will be with him. And the Spirit and the bride of Christ said, come. And let him who hears say, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. That my brothers and sisters will be the ultimate. Yes, that time, my brothers and my sisters, will be the ultimate shift in the atmosphere. Hallelujah and amen. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Good morning. Oh, Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for the shift. Hallelujah for that profound word. You know, shift. I was just taking so many notes. Lord Jesus, oh my God, let me just go. If you come, I just wanted to say thank you so much for that profound word. It went through me. I tell you, I'm so blessed. Let me just call you back after a few announcements, and just call us back for the benediction, please. Thank you so much again for that profound word. We needed to hear that. God knows we needed that. Thank you. Let us pray and pray over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the word, Lord. Father, guide us to see the many small miracles and the shift, hallelujah, that you and your grace in our lives. Help us to always recognize your act of love. Thank you, Minister Bernice Terrell, for that on-time message this morning. I tell you, each of us have the power. We have the power to move forward. We have to shift right now, and God is always watching us all. We pray for you this morning. We thank you that God give you overflow of blessing after blessing for this profound word. Hallelujah. Thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Lord, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, for their yes and staying the course. Father God, giving us the word that we may look at you in another light. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Lift up every prayer warrior, guest, artist, distributor, join us here on this call. We can't thank you enough for all the entire Dias De Leon family for helping us in our journey for health and wellness, Lord, for the artist's life to bring it worldwide so we can share and help others to become healthy, Lord. We pray for our Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Oliver, Mother Owens' brother, Mother Scott, Mother Francis' man, for their health and strength this morning, Lord Jesus. Give them the strength to go on. Lift up every one that's been touched by the COVID, Lord Jesus. Keep our frontline workers strong, Lord. Help their families this morning, Lord. We pray for every nursing home, hospital and the anyone that's incarcerated, give them the strength to move on, Lord, because this pandemic has really put us in a shift, Lord. But God, you know before. You, it was no surprise to you, Lord, but we know that you have read, only thing we can just pray to be humble and listen to what's in out there. We pray for every bereaving family, Lord, this morning. We touch them, and we know them one by one, Lord. Touch their families and comfort them like never before, Lord. They need you this morning. Lord, thank you for the journey that they're on, that they may keep moving forward, Lord. And we love you, Lord. We love you in everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I tell you, this this is our on-time message that we all must hear again. I'm going to share with you the playback number, this powerful message. Minister Brenda, you rock this morning. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. As I shared with you this morning is the New Morning Motivation Call. We have the Power Couple who's going to be speaking on arthritis. Please, everyone, plug into that call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And I want to thank you, Minister Willen, for greeting us this morning and with that powerful prayer. And thank you, Minister Caleb, for ushering us in this morning. And Minister Brennan, we want to thank you for, once again, that powerful message this morning. Will you please close us out in a benediction, please?
Yes, Minister Cynthia, thank you so much, and forgive me for going over. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen and amen. Have a glorious day. We love you all.